Tourism becomes the first economic source of Lampedusa and Pelagie. In 1996, in order to protect the island and the splendid landscapes it offers, the Oriented Natural Reserve, Pelagie Islands, was established. Attached to the reserve, there is also the Spiaggia dei Conigli, Rabbit Beach, which boasts the merit of having been elected the most beautiful beach in the world. At the same time, however, more and more Lampedusa ends up on the media for the so-called landings. Because of its position, at the center of the Mediterranean, there are many boats from the coasts of Libya that arrive in Lampedusa. It was October 1992 when Lampedusa was confronted for the first time with the phenomenon of the arrivals of migrants from the sea. On that occasion, on the biggest island of the Pelagie Islands, landed 71 foreigners who declared themselves Tunisians. At the time, the event caught everyone unprepared, including the political authorities. They presented themselves on foot in front of the Carabinieri station, asking to speak with the commander, led by those who among them spoke an excellent Italian. Those migrants left the island thanks to the tickets for the ship to Porto Empedocle, purchased with a collection among the people of Lampedusa. Since then, in alternating phases and in different historical and geopolitical moments, tens of thousands of lives, stories and dreams have passed through Lampedusa. Many, too many, are those who have lost their lives in the crossing, which is increasingly fierce, increasingly deadly. But the welcome and solidarity of the Lampedusians, well before and even after the dramatic shipwreck of 2013, have never lacked. It's just that you can let a small community of 6,000 people in the middle of the sea, in front of the whole of Europe, which turns away, manage this global dynamic.